Now, ask the experts on News 95.7, your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Saturday morning. Good morning, Dan Allstrand here. This is Ask the Experts on a rather blustery, snowy day out there. What happened to all the green grass? Anyway, just had a conversation with Richard Zarowski, who, of course, will be on with Science Falls after us. The last check was about 10 centimeters of snow has fallen, expecting it to start to peter out now. But it is on drive-in today. I can tell you firsthand, it was pretty slippery out there. So you might want to practice some patience out there. Relax. You're going to get there. And if you take a few extra minutes to get to where you're going, A, you're going to get there safe. B, you're not going to wreck your car. And C, today, you're going to learn a little bit of information. It is Ask the Experts, so we bring you experts here on Saturday mornings. And today, as we do many Saturdays, we're very pleased to welcome into the studio from Ridgeback Basement Systems our good friend Corey Mosier. Corey, how are you?
I am great, Dan.
It was a little slick out there this morning.
Yeah, it was. You know what? I think we're the only ones that get really, really excited when it comes to rain. So you're talking snow. We want rain.
But it's got to melt, right?
This is true.
Any kind of precipitation is good, at least for your business. Maybe not for the guy with the leaky basement. But
we call those the perfect storm in our world. You got 3 feet of snow resting out there. We got lots of rain coming and everything's melting. And of course, unfortunately, it goes in the basements.
And we've had a kind of a different winter this winter, we'll say, as compared to the ones that we've had over the past few years. So you may have been experiencing that trickle of water through your basement throughout the entire winter this year. And maybe you think it's time that you take a look at that. Let's set the table here, Corey, for those of people out there that haven't been listening to us over the past few weeks. What is it is exactly that Ridgeback Basement Systems does?
Well, Dan, we're part of the largest waterproofing and foundation repair network in the world. And really, we service the Maritime Provinces, providing solutions to homeowners, property managers, commercial structures. I mean, we work with home inspectors, even disaster recovery companies and real estate agents. And what we do is really we solve those wet basement problems, those nasty crawl space issues or foundation structural repairs. So really, whether it's a problem like a bowing wall, a settling foundation, high humidity levels in your basement or crawl space, or 3 inches of water on your basement floor, that's what we deal with.
So you are able to remedy a situation from the smallest of leaks to the biggest of jobs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and I know you're familiar with our slogan there, we're all things basement-y. We do outside excavation, but probably 80% of our work is now tackled from the interior. We use the best sump pump systems there are in the market. We talked a little bit about that last week. We have some great internal trenching systems that's been featured on TV, like the likes of Ron Hazelton or Bob Vila has picked up our products. We've got many different types of waterproof wall systems. So really, on that all things basement-y aspect, we do it all.
And if Bob Vila's using it, you know it's top-of-the-line stuff, right?
Absolutely.
And that sort of answers my next question. Why do I go to the expert? Why wouldn't I just hire that contractor that's working on the roof down the street?
There's a number of reasons for that, obviously. We're not your stereotypical Johnny pickup truck. We're a professional organization. We have incredible warranties. And we've got engineered patent products that are specifically designed for those tough basement problems. So whatever that problem is that I mentioned before, it's like if you only have one solution, maybe that solution isn't always the right solution. So we have an arsenal full of things that we can
more solve. Tools in the toolbox to Absolutely. Get it done right the first time, right?
Absolutely. And we've seen many different situations. I mean, we're in multiple homes on a daily basis working with homeowners. So every situation is really different, and how we tackle those situations, we have the tools and trade to do it.
The telephone number is 1-877-801-8255. That's 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here in Halifax. If you have a question about your wet basement, or as Corey calls it, your nasty crawl space, this is your chance for some free advice on a Saturday morning. Corey, I was over at a friend's house this past week after you and I were talking about pumps last week, and we went down the basement to perhaps get a beverage. And I noticed there was it wasn't a lot. It was like a trickle of water sort of rolling down the basement. And of course, since you and I have been doing these, it caught my attention. And I asked him, I said, you know, why you should really take a look at that, because, you know, it's not just the water on the floor that's the problem. What are some of the negative effects that you can create by having that wet, damp basement?
Yeah, you know, like exactly what you're saying, Dan. There's a lot of homeowners that'll put up with that little trickle of water. But some of those warning signs that are out there is actually the number one indoor allergen is dust mites. And that gets created in that wet basement environment. I mean, when you look at structural concerns, there's sticking, swollen doors and windows and things like that. There's those smelly, damp carpets that protrude through the home, buckling hardwood floors. There's mold. Even some homeowners experience aggravated asthma and/or allergies or, you know, right back to that energy efficiency concept, increased heating bills and things like that comes out of, I'll say, that wet basement or nasty crawl space.
And to be quite honest, and I don't want to throw my friend under the bus here, but to be quite honest, we went with those beverages back upstairs. And you can, every once in a while, even in the living room or the kitchen of that house, you get that, just that hint of that moldy, musty smell coming from the basement. And there's a good reason why you can smell that from the basement upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of cases, as I was saying earlier, people will put up with the water that's in a basement, but it's what water leads to. And in that particular instance, that water is creating an environment for possible mold growth. And any time that we work with our homeowners, we try to keep that relative humidity, and that's the amount of moisture or water that's in the air. We try to keep that around 55%. Now, Dan, don't get me wrong. The minute that you go to 56, you're not going to have
the walls aren't going to cave in.
No, not at all. But you kind of create an environment once you creep in around that 60% or plus. But mold also needs a few things to live on, like an organic product that it feeds on. It needs the humidity. It needs a temperature. It needs all that. And typically in those, I'll say those stereotypical wet basements or nasty crawl space environments, they create the perfect breeding ground for mold or other stuff.
And that smell carries throughout the house, because a good portion of the air that we breathe every time we breathe in and out comes from the basement.
Yeah. There's documented cases, even people that have pets, so that their pets in particular have problems. Homeowners have problems. They have that aggravated asthma and things that I've mentioned before. Now, I'm not saying curing your wet basement is instantly going to cure yourself. By no means am I a doctor.
Is it going to hurt?
But no doctor out there, I'm sure, is going to say mold is good for you.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here in Halifax. Want to take a call? Let's take a call. Rob's on the line. Rob has a question about eavesdropping. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. What's your question for Corey?
Well, here, we have a pressure washing company, and this is my concern that I'm noticing, and I just want to get the gentleman's thoughts. Years ago, you used to have the eaves trough and the downspout that would run right down into the foundation, down through the weeping tile. Okay? So my question would be, is it wise now for the homeowner to nip that downspout at ground level, divert it away from the foundation? And I guess my thoughts is the amount of water that's coming off the eaves troughs, and we tell people in the wintertime or in the spring, clean your eaves trough or have us come out or whoever come in and power wash them, because if not, you get ice damming. And I guess my question is it wise for the homeowner just to nip the downspout now before it goes down into the weeping tile to create less of an aggravation or a potential problem with the amount of water going down towards the foundation?
Good question, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, from our experience, Rob, definitely any time that water is pooling in and around your foundation, it's a contributing factor.
As long as if it sits there, it's going to find a way in, right?
It usually does. And unfortunately, one of the key reasons on why basements leak is because of that drainage system failing. So how homes used to be built or how they are now, sometimes that the eaves trough system is tied right into the drainage system. And that drainage system is geared to take the water away from the foundation. Well, over time, that drainage system can break down. It can clog. It can have tree roots in it. The bottom line is it's not as effective as it used to be. So now you've taken water from your roof, from the outside area, and everything that can't get away. So unfortunately, what they call is hydrostatic pressure. And as that water pressure builds up, it forces its way into a hose.
The tiniest pinhole, the littlest of cracks, and suddenly you got a wet basement. Rob, I appreciate your call. Also, you're pumping all that water that you could be sort of moving away from your house into the storm drains of the city, and they probably don't like that.
No, they don't like that. We work at Halifax Water on an everyday basis, yeah. Of course, and they give us our parameters that we're allowed to work around. But just to touch one other thing, just to finish up Rob's question there, I mean, anytime we work with our homeowners, we try to divert that water away from the hose. So typically, if it's a pumping device that we have in the home, we try to, exit that water a minimum of 10 feet away from the hose.
And that's an important point. Because a lot of people, it makes sense, okay, well, the downspout's going right into my weeping tile. That's probably not good. So they, as Rob said, they just nip it off, and it runs in the same spot. It's important that you actually direct that water away from your house, matter what you're doing with it.
For sure. Even the grade of land and things like that can help, Dan. Anytime that you can, divert that water away from your home or foundation, it's definitely going to add and help you.
Is that one of the major contributors that to why people's foundations leak? The question I hear all the time, or a comment I hear all the time, is, you know, I've been living in this house for 25 years and I've had a dry basement except for this year.
Yeah.
Is that sort of why this kind of happens?
Well, in many cases, when a home is built, there's an outside drainage system put in place. And as I was mentioning, that can just break down. It can fail. And that can come as little as 6 months, I've seen it, because sometimes there's a big truck that drives over and crushes some of those drainage systems or things. So now that water can't be taken away. Or it could be 20 years. And
or a tree root or something along those lines.
Could be any contributing factor out there. But over time, they do break down. And within, I'll say, our maritime weather, one of the things that we experience is a lot of freezing and thawing and wet and dry cycles. And on those, some sort of damp proofing or waterproofing would have been against the foundation wall on the outside. And because there's so many freezing and thawing and wet and dry cycles, that can rub off or wear away. So we also see water being penetrated through homes, foundation walls, because that has worn away.
That's that black putty that you see on the side of the house,
it could
right?
It could be. I mean, there's a number of materials that's used out there. Some of the more popular ones is like they call a blue skin, or there's insulation. Even some homeowners are spray foaming the outside of their walls for that energy efficiency factor as well. So
our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here. If you have a question, the lines are open. Corey's here for the next 15 minutes to answer those questions. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Fifteen minutes before 11 o'clock here on a Saturday morning, a snowy Saturday morning. Take your time out on those roads, for goodness sakes. You'll get there, and you'll get there safe and in one piece. And if it takes you an extra 5 minutes to get there, an extra 5 minutes of free advice here on News 95.7's Ask the Experts with Corey Mosher from Ridgeback Basement Systems. Our telephone number again, 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000. We were talking about sort of reasons why people's foundation, Corey, leaks before the break, and we were talking about drainage and runoff from eavestroughing. But that's not really the only reason why you come across this problem on a pretty regular basis.
No, you're right, Dan. Actually, here in the Maritimes, you know, we're experiencing more and more water in a shorter period of time. And I think I even touched about this a little bit last week.
The guy that's coming on next will tell you all about climate change.
Did you hear that, Richard? we've even experienced it in January. You know, we get 100 plus mils in 12 hours. And unfortunately, that water amount just can't drain into the earth fast enough. And especially, I see it a lot in Metro Halifax and some of the other areas within the Maritimes, is that the water is just pooling, and it goes right back to what we were talking with Richard Rob. Sorry about that. That water is not able to drain away. It's not draining into the earth, and unfortunately, it's working its way into foundations, and that fancy word there once again is hydrostatic pressure. So as that water is lying on the outside of those foundations, concrete, which your foundation is made out of, is porous. So that water is being forced, the water pressure is forcing it directly through the foundation.
And that answers the question of, you know, I haven't had a leak in 25 years, but now I do. Does it go away? Can I just say, well, it was a once in a century storm that that flooded my basement, or is that sort of leading to this is going to be a more frequent problem now that it's happened once?
Dan, I could give you oodles of examples in the last little while of homeowners that have played the waiting game. And they thought it was a freak storm last year. Well, sure enough, this January, they played the waiting game and homeowners ended up flooded. From our experience, the problem doesn't cure itself. The problem doesn't go away. In addition from this, we typically see that the problem gets worse. Things open up more. And also, unfortunately, as things get worse, they usually cost more. So there's that, I'll say the double threat there, right?
Ounce of prevention, pound of cure thing, right?
Yeah, for sure. And we deal with a lot of homeowners on that resale side, right? Homeowners are trying to sell their home. Well, nobody wants to buy a house with a wet basement.
First question you ask when you're looking at a house, does the basement leak?
Absolutely. And that affects their resale value, right? You know, there's even the safety aspect. There's the health concern we talked about earlier in the show. You know, the occupants, they run the risk of breathing in mold and all those other things. And I mean, there's a lot of basements out there. And I know that you've been in your grandmother's basement with all the critters, so
yes,
to say, right?
Critters and other things.
You know, the critters love that nasty, wet environment. So when you look at all those problems that come with that wet basement, you know, our slogan is, you know, fix it now and definitely fix it with us.
And it creates more problems. It makes a lot of sense to me that if something's wet down there and has been wet, that if it's not addressed, then we start to talk about things like structure issues and major costly repairs if you have to start replacing walls, joists, those kind of things.
Absolutely. And the gentleman, we actually did a contest with your sister company there, Jack FM, and the gentleman that was that won the Jack FM contest, he lived in Antigonish, or pardon me, he lived in Metro, but he had a cottage in Antigonish that he wanted to take care of. So I physically went on the call, met with the cottage owner, and the cottage has been around for a number of years, and I mean the cottage is not unbearable by any means in his crawl space, and what has happened is he now has to replace some joists. He now has to replace some flooring. There's mold throughout the bottom, and this is all created because of that nasty wet environment that is there. Now, we can prevent all that, don't get me wrong, so it doesn't happen again. And I tell you, Don, who won the contest, he is so excited.
I imagine.
We'll prevent it, but he's kind of at the unfortunate stage that he has to invest his hard-earned dollars to fix what has already happened.
So in addition to if he wasn't a contest winner, if he was just a regular person out there, to the expense of having that basement done and done correctly, there's the additional expense now of having to fix all the structure that's been wrecked because of it.
Absolutely.
What do you say to the guy, like my friend, who says, you know, well, I've only got a trickle in the basement, and you know, sometimes the drywall, or sometimes there's a wet corner on a carpet, or something along the lines down there, or I lift my washing machine up off the ground and put it on cinder blocks, and it's fine, and I control it with a dehumidifier. What's your response to that question?
If it does work, congratulations. But from, once again, it goes back to our experience, a lot of those household dehumidifiers that you would purchase at your local handyman store just aren't powerful enough. I'm not knocking them, but typically they don't cure that wet, damp, nasty basement environment. They can't take the amount of water out that's usually in the air. They can't necessarily, they don't drain. You're always downstairs,
or you forget, and then they freeze up.
They don't circulate the air well enough. They're not powerful enough. I mean, we've got a product that we use. It's called SaniDry. It's a basement air system. It even has a filtration system to it. So if you had any mold, it cleans that air. You talked about smells earlier. It actually has a carbon filter to it, so it takes that I'll say, that nasty smell out of the air and combats against that and gives you a great pure environment.
And by curing the problem in the basement, Corey, does that help the problem of humidity upstairs? And I mean, how many houses have we been in where you've seen somebody in a back bedroom that has that household dehumidifier running, particularly in the summertime when it's hot and humid outside? Does that help?
Yeah, it does. Will it cure? Probably not. I mean, you open your window and you're allowing 90%+ humidity into your home. Well, you're kind of contributing to that itself. But, you know, we've got a number of homeowners that have installed our SaniDry device, our basement air system there, and it's dried out the whole home in many cases.
1-877-801-8255-405-6000 is the telephone number. We touched on this last week, and I think it's important that we go over it again. When you make that decision to have your basement repaired, you mentioned off the top of the program, Corey, that you have a number of different options. And sort of the big fear I hear from people is that, you know, okay, if I get this fixed and this trickle, which really isn't impacting me a whole lot, they're going to dig up my whole yard to do this. But you have a lot of other ways to attack this kind of problem without having to dig the foundation up outside.
Yeah, that's a common misconception of a lot of homeowners. They get that fear. Oh my gosh, I got to destroy my pool. Oh my, I got my front deck or my back deck. That all has to come off. How much is this going to cost me? Well, if you go that route, it is a costly expense, you know, right down to tearing up the asphalt in your driveway. And in some cases, there's a garage that's attached to a house.
Or a dog run or a driveway. Absolutely. Or a patio or flower beds.
For sure. And unfortunately, to do things right from the outside, you have to remove that. It's, you know, our guys are great at removing things. The cost really comes in putting that nice patio back. Right? And that's where some of those inflated costs come to play. That's why in many cases, you know, 80%+ of our jobs are now tackled from the inside. It's not as big a deal as a lot of homeowners may think. And in many cases, our jobs that we can tackle from the inside, we're in and out in a day.
And that's important. And that's another common question you hear is that, you know, okay, you're going to be in my basement for a week, 2 weeks, a month?
Yeah. And Dan, don't get me wrong. Every situation is different.
Yes.
Right?
Of course.
I mean, we're doing some dig downs right now. And dig downs meaning that we started with a 5 or 6 foot high basement, and that actual homeowner wants to get some elevated height to it.
They want to hit their head on the ductwork when they go down there.
Absolutely. They want to get usable space back. You know, they want to build whatever it is. In many cases, it's the man cave.
Yep.
Or a children's play area. So some of those projects take a little longer. And I'm sure you can imagine if we dig earth out, we got to take all that earth outside. We got to re-pour concrete. We got to build all around that. That's a little bit more of a project than a day once we get our engineers involved and things like that. But the turnaround time it's amazing. It truly is. Now, on a stereotypical, I'll say, basement waterproofing issue, that's a day's work usually.
And obviously, if it's finished or unfinished, makes a difference too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But in many cases, from what we see, is that homes that have the issue, even on a finished basement, it's been flooded. So those flood...
The drywall's coming off anyway.
It's coming off anyways.
Yeah.
So now we can just come in, and we time that with our homeowners before they put things back together.
Do I have to take the whole drywall off, or do I take 3 feet off? Obviously, that's going to be situation on situation, right?
Yeah. It really boils down to how much the water has impacted the wall system that's there. If the, I'll say the insulation has soaked up quite a bit, if the drywall is soaked up, how much water did you have in your basement? If you have 4 feet of water in your basement, you're going to probably have to cut 8 feet of drywall,
yeah.
Right? But if you had, you know, I never want to minimize any flood, but if it's an inch or two, typically you can get away with a few feet. So we'll work around all those situations. We've worked in finished basements that had as little as 6 inches cut to 4 feet cut. So
every situation is different. If you have heard something today that you think you would help your basement, or you want to talk to Corey some more, Corey, best way to get in contact with you?
Through our website, Dan. It's the easiest one to remember. We're ridgebackbasement.ca. RIDGEBACK, basement, BASEMANT.ca.
We're out of time. It flies when we're having fun here on Ask the Experts. Corey, I appreciate your time today.
You bet.
And get those basements fixed. It's not just about aesthetics. It's about your health. I need to stop down for a break. When we come back, I'll be gone. But it's time for Science Files with Richard Zarowski. Make sure you stay tuned. You're listening to News 95.7.